Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, we are live with an instant reaction podcast. The Patriots, this episode is brought to you by Prize Picks, as always, which is the official daily fantasy sports app of CLNS. Download the app today. Put in CLNS as the promo code. They'll match your first deposit up to $100. So the Patriots, Matt, are sitting on the board at 34. Keon Coleman goes right before they pick at 33. And they look at it and say, no, we're good. We don't want that. They move back. They move 34. They move back to 37 and then turn 137 to 110. And at 37, they pick Jaylen Polk. How are you feeling about Jaylen Polk, my friend?
I love this pick. I'm very excited about it. I think this is technically a reach. I don't really think it's that big of a reach, though. I don't mind it at all. And I'll go through why. I think he's a fit for what they look for. You have the connection with Tyler Hughes, who's at Washington. So you have a really good scout on Jaylen Polk and what he brings to the table. And I think, you know, this is such a prototype of what Elliott Wolf likes at receiver. And it's just, You're getting a young body. You can do a lot of things, can make a lot of plays, a versatile guy. You can play on the outside, and you got him you still got the trade back, and you got to move up one of your later picks to help out.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. And I think, you know, a good question from Gary here is could he be a number one? And I don't know if he's ever going to necessarily be a number one, but you know, he's 6'1", 203. Decent arms, broad jump, just a crazy broad jump, 129 inches, 37.5 inch vert. His 40-yard dash is not exceptional. It's only 4.52, but his 10-yard split is pretty solid at 1.52. That's pretty good. And so although it's not perfect, I think he's a better athlete than some people might be giving him credit for, and he wins jump balls. He's not just – I don't get any separation and I win jump balls. He wins jump balls. And I think the Patriots liked Keon Coleman at 34. When the Bills were taking him at 33, they said, no, we're moving out. And instead we'll pick up, you know, an extra pick. We'll move up almost a full round and pick a guy that we like better. And like you said, a big body wide receiver, which is exactly what Jaylen Polk is.
Yeah, and I remember we did a process of elimination at one point on here about guys they might like at receiver. And you look at 34, and it was, you know, that we know that Elliott Wolf has historically not liked, or his father didn't like thin receivers. Mm-hmm. You look at the guy, and the Patriots need an X. And you look at the guys available at 34, and it's, you know, A.D. Mitchell fits that, but there are off-field issues. I don't think he's on New England's board. Ladd McConkey is not that. Troy Franklin is not that. Keon Coleman was that. He's taken. And you saw the rumors, you know, you've got 20 minutes before the round starts. It's Patriots love Keon Coleman, but will he make it to 34? And then right before the Bills pick, you start getting the tweets, Patriots thinking about trading down. And it's, okay, well, Coleman's definitely the pick, and that's who they wanted, and they're going to move back.
Yeah.
And Polk, you know, he's over 200 pounds. I'm not worried about his speed. He's not like a deep burner type, but that's okay. He has NFL speed. His 40 times, not like, I think it's right around where like Devontae Adams was. He's not quite that type of guy, but you know, Devontae Adams wasn't that type of guy when he came out either. And then he refined and refined and refined. Side note, Devontae Adams was not good as a rookie. People thought he was a bust as a rookie, and he developed over a long time.
It's a really good point.
So yeah, this is a guy who's improved every year. He's seen increased production. The way they used him at Washington too, it's like 60% out wide, 40% in the slot, because they like to mix up where their receivers are. But I think he can play outside a lot more. I think a lot of that had to do with Rome Odunze being there, and you know, you're never moving Odunze out of that spot with the dude he is.
Right.
And like with what they want to do and what you need to do in the NFL, getting a guy who can be your X, who can win at the catch point, do all those things outside of the numbers, but also kick inside when you want him to and be a matchup guy there too, I think is good. He was on the consensus board. He was somewhere around 70 and they're taking him at 37, which looks like a huge reach. But I think when you factor in what New England wants out of the receiver position, and also look at the fact that like things get pretty flat at a certain point, the difference in grades between a guy at 28 and 68 is not massive. And if New England had him a little bit above consensus and had less receivers on the board and it's a position in need, and you trade back and still get him, I think it all comes together in the process.
Makes sense. And that's really what it comes down to, right? Is that like, you know, we got a run of D tackles going right now. Tavondre Sweat just got taken. Braden Fisk just got taken. There was another D tackle went already before the Patriots took. So there's a run of kind of these defensive linemen coming. I don't know if the Patriots are in on that. They could use another defensive lineman, but like, could they use a defensive lineman now at 37? Like, probably not, right? It's more like, hey, we'll take a shot on a guy later on. Or if Tavondre Sweat, who just went to Tennessee, which by the way, Tennessee did the same thing with Jeffrey Simmons, where he was dropping down boards. They took him anyways. And you know, he's dominated. Of course, a little different situation with Jeffrey Simmons than it is with Tavondre Sweat, but still, you know, I think that it's a great process for them. And I know that was a different organization. That was a different leadership. Doesn't matter either way. So, but I think when you look at that consensus board, you start to wonder, okay, who is on the board and what are they looking at? Sure. Cooper, DeJean, right. Which is the correct pronunciation, by the way, Cooper DeJean, is one of those things where you look at it and say, okay, well, he's a better player. Right. I think the linebacker, the hell's his name? Cooper is a better player.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But they don't need those guys. Right. So it's like, it becomes a situation where it's like you're drafting for need and also the best player on your board. Right. And so, and Wes brings up a good point. Like he's going to be compared to Ladd, which, you know, the Bills now running the same issue with Keon Coleman, the Bills moved back twice, both of those spots. Wide receivers were drafted in both of those spots. And the Patriots did exactly the same thing where they moved back three spots. Wide receiver goes in that spot. They draft a wide receiver as well. But again, if you like him, and this is where it comes down to it. Like if you like this guy, just take him, right? Maybe it's a little bit earlier. Maybe you could have gotten him at 68, but like it seemed like guys around the league liked him. He wasn't making it to 68, I don't think. And so, what are you going to move back again and then hope he lasts to 45? And like at that point, what are we doing? Just take the guy.
Yeah. And he's good. I think I said he was 68 before the consensus board. I was wrong. He's 62 on the consensus
62. Board. Okay.
Which, it's only six spots, but that makes a little bit of a difference. At this point in the draft, this is a reach, but not a massive one. And a guy who, if this isn't, I know we think about wide receivers in the second and reaches, these are thinking Tyquan Thornton. This isn't that level of guy. The valuation here has to come with how you view different types of receivers, because there's different flavors. And in this flavor of wide receiver, it's Marvin Harrison Jr. and Rome Odunze at the top, and then Keon Coleman in the next tier, and then Jalen Polk probably a half tier down from that. So
yeah,
take the guy you like. This also is interesting because it tells me they don't necessarily love the offensive tackles on the board right here, which I'm not surprised by. I don't think we're past the plug-in and play starter point there. Polk probably can be a plug-in play starter for your wide receiver core. You can play him at the X, Kendrick Bourne at the Z, and put Pop in the slot, and KJ Osborne can be your kind of jack of all trades backup, or as Bourne is recovering, Osborne is in the starting lineup or whatever, and you can rotate those guys. So
yeah. I think it makes a lot of sense for what they want to do. And again, where are you going to go? And the tackle is an interesting thing. And so we'll kind of see where they go with tackle. By the way, the Eagles just moved up for DeJean. They traded 53 in 161.
So they had Quinion Mitchell and Cooper DeJean.
Yep. That secondary is going to be lethal. So, but anyways, that's, but I, look, I think ultimately what it comes down to with Polk is that he's a pretty good route runner. He doesn't necessarily have that elite level burst where you're like, okay, this guy's going to, you know, quote unquote, take the top off the defense, but he's a good route runner. He fights for the football. He like actually wins those contested catches. He's one of those guys. Now, again, you know, maybe he doesn't have quite the body that Keon Coleman has, although his 40 time was significantly faster. They look kind of similar on film, though, either way, right? But his 40 time was a lot faster if you look at the numbers. And I think, you know, he's a guy I think you can develop, right? And Michael Penix Jr. had a great year, obviously, at Washington. But like you said, you have Washington's wide receiver coach. And of course, he's going to be biased towards his guys. Of course.
Yeah.
But he also now is coaching for his job too, right? So if he puts his name as a brand new coach in the NFL for the first time ever coaching in the NFL, he puts his name on this guy that he had, and this guy comes in and stinks it up. Well, these are going to look pretty bad, right? So it becomes one of those things where it's like, hey, we know this guy really well. We know what he can do. We know what he brings, and we're comfortable with it. And, you know, and you kind of go from there. So that's where I'm at. I like it. I think it makes a ton of sense for the Patriots. They needed a wide receiver. They got a wide receiver. And I think ultimately that's all you can really be happy about right now. And we may not love it. You may look at it and say, oh, you know, whatever. They could have done this and they could have done that. And they could have drafted this guy and they could have drafted. But like, they needed a wide receiver. They got one. And they needed an outside wide receiver. That's why Ladd didn't make a ton of sense for them, because he's, yeah, he might be able to play outside, but he's mostly an inside receiver.
Yeah. I'll read off a couple notes here. He had over 1,100 receiving yards this past season and 9 touchdowns. This is a guy who has production. He was very productive this season, and this is his 4th season of college. He was at Texas Tech his first year, short season with the pandemic in 2020, transfers to Washington, gets hurt right away and redshirts. So his first 2 seasons end up being almost a wash. He has about almost 400 yards combined in his first 2 seasons. His first full season in Washington, almost 700 yards, 6 touchdowns. And this past year, his second full season, almost 1,200 yards, 16.8 yards per reception, 9 touchdowns. And a couple other notes. I'm just reading from the beast some of the scouting notes that Dan Brugger put in there. Routinely bails out the quarterback with his full extension adjustments to the ball in flight. He had a rookie quarterback. I like having that. Runs well with speed releases versus press and has the acceleration to stack and get on top of coverage. You can play him against press corners on the outside and he can win. We've been looking for a guy who can do that consistently since, you know, the brief stint with Josh
Gordon. Mitchell.
Yeah. Not afraid to work over the middle. Shows urgency in the quick game. Those are 2 things he's going to be asked to do in this offense, and he's willing to do it. Those are all awesome things. You'll love his mentality as a blocker. Washington coaching staff, hint, Tyler Hughes, who's on New England now, speaks highly of his work ethic and daily approach in practices and in games. Their head coach said, quote, JP is one of the toughest and strongest kids we have on the football team. This is what you were looking for out of a guy like this. I'm going to be honest. I read through that thing, and it's the only reason he's not a consensus second-round pick is because he has good but not great athleticism. So you question just how high the ceiling is, but he can jump out of the building, and he's already been productive. So I don't really care that much, to be honest.
Right. When the vertical and the broad jump are that good, that means that there's athleticism there. It means that there's athleticism there. And so you like to see that. Again, who knows if it's going to translate on the football field, but it certainly did in Washington, and you hope it does. And James is asking about if he's a chain mover, and I don't know if I'd call him necessarily like just a chain mover, but I would agree that, you know, there's definitely an aspect of that. He's not a take the top off the defense guy, but he is a guy that will get open for you. And again, he's averaging almost 18 yards of reception. So he's not just, we're going to get 8 yards here and 9 yards here and 10 yards. He's picking up. He's a big play guy as well. He's just not a speed guy.
Well, like he wins deep with technique, not burning speed, yes. which We've seen what burning speed, no technique looks like in New England the past two seasons with a second round receiver. So I'll take the guy who has some nice technique there. Also, Drake May has weighed in. He just tweeted out, quote, stud, 2 exclamation points. Let's work, fire emoji. So big, big fan of this. Yeah, I like, oh, wait, I never mind. I got confused with my Twitter notifications. I thought the Patriots were on the clock and had traded up again, but no, it's just the one pick.
Yep. Yeah. So the Patriots are on the clock again at 68. Here's what's really interesting for me as we kind of look what's going on here and just kind of read the tea leaves as to what's happening next. There's been a ton of defensive players that have gone off the board. People are moving all over the map. There's been a billion trades here at the beginning of the second round for defensive players. And that means that offensive players, now there have been obviously been a few receivers taken. No tackles taken yet. And so the Patriots just picked up another pick. Could they move up with 68 and one of those picks to move up and get a guy? You know, I don't know. And I'm not saying that they're going to do that, but I do think that there's enough guys on the board that they can get a tackle that they like at 68, or again, going out and, you know, going up and moving it. So I like it. I like it. And I think that this makes a ton of sense for them. And as much as we wanted a tackle, I think a tackle only made sense if they were able to get up and get one of those tackles. And they weren't. And so now you're looking at it saying, yeah, we probably want a wide receiver. And again, could you have gone corner? You probably could have, but wide receiver is a much more pressing need. And Jalen Polk fills a specific need that you're looking for. And that to me is huge. And so that's why the Jalen Polk move makes so much sense for me and why I like it ultimately at 37.
I'm a fan.
So, all right. That's what we got. Thank you for coming out, guys. We appreciate it. And we will be back when the Patriots pick at 68 or before or after. Who knows? We'll see. But thanks for coming through again, and we'll talk to you then.